watching the ball. I don't want no man being a watchdog over me. Well, I don't want no man being a watchdog over me. Well, I don't want no man who runs around peeping when he ought to be home in his bed sleeping.
I like English muffins with raisins for breakfast. I know a lot of people don't like raisins when they've been baked into something, but I like them in those muffins. But here's what always happens. Doesn't matter if they're those good Vermont ones or the store brand. When I cut them in half to put them in the toaster, there's always a raisin in the way of the knife that gets knocked out of the muffin. It ends up on the cutting board. I look at it lying there. It's not a raisin at its best. It went from being a grape to a raisin, then ended up getting baked into a muffin. Then it was maybe frozen and then thawed out. Having gone through all of that, to be cast aside seems tragic. So I popped the sad raisin into my mouth and then dropped the muffin halves into the toaster.
I'm gonna get you in my tent, 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 where we can both experiment, men, 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 men. Yeah, yeah, it's so convenient, and let's take a taxi to my tent. Oh yeah, my love is so inscrutable, in a stoic sort of way. But my baby is as beautiful as a tourniquet. I'm gonna get you in my tent, 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 tent. Oh, oh, it's only common sense, sense, sense. I know that you won't mind the stench, stench, stench of the sacrament. Paranoia. I'll have to get a showbiz lawyer.
Fe. I'm gonna get you in my tent, 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 tent. Find out where the woozles went, 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 went. We'll fill his footprints with cement, 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 cement. Then we'll dance the tango in my tent.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the National Cheese Emporium.
Ah, thank you, my good man.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was sitting in the public library in Thurman Street just now, skimming through Rogue Harry's by Hugh Walpole, and I suddenly came over all peckish.
Peckish, sir?
Esurient.
Eh?
Yeah, we're all hungry-like.
Ah, hungry.
In a nutshell. And I thought to myself, a little fermented curd will do the trick. So I curtailed my Walpoling activities, sallied forth and infiltrated your place of purveyance to negotiate the vending of some cheesy comestibles.
Come again?
I want to buy some cheese.
Oh, I thought you were complaining about the bouzouki player.
Oh, heaven forbid, I am one who delights in all manifestations of the Terpsichorean muse.
Sorry?
Well, I can ask Junior Forstoo.
So he can go on playing, can he?
Most certainly. Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Oh, never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
I'm afraid we never have that at the end of the week, so get it fresh on Monday.
Tish, tish. No matter. Well, stout yeoman, 4 ounces of kaffiria, if you please.
Ah, it's been on order, sir, for 2 weeks. Was expecting it this morning.
Not my lucky day, is it? Bell pay, is it?
Sorry, sir.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. Today, the van broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Emmental? Gruyere?
Nope.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberger, perchance?
Nope.
Liptar?
Nope.
Lancashire?
Nope.
White Stilton?
Nope.
Danish Brew?
Nope.
Double Gloucester?
Nope.
Cheshire?
Nope.
Dorset Blue Vinny?
Nope.
Brie, Roquefort, Pont-l'Evêque, Port-Salut, Savoyard, Saint-Paulin, Carré de l'Est, Brest-Bleu, Boursin?
Nope.
Camembert, perhaps?
Ah, we have Camembert, yes, sir.
You do?
Excellent. Yes, sir. It's a bit runny.
Oh, I like it runny.
Well, it's very runny, actually.
No matter. Fetch hither le fromage de la Belle France. Mm.
I think it's a bit runnier than you'll like it, sir.
I don't care how fucking runny it is. Hand it over with all speed.
Oh!
What now?
The cat's eaten it.
Has it?
Cheetah.
Gouda?
No.
Edam?
No.
Caithness?
No.
Smoked Austrian?
No.
Japanese Sage Derby?
No, sir.
You do have some cheese, do you?
Of course, sir. It's a cheese shop, sir. We got...
No, don't tell me. I'm keen to guess.
Fair enough.
Wednesday dough.
Yes?
Ah, well, I'll have some of that.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me, sir. Mr. Wensleydale, that's my name.
Greek feta?
Not as such.
Gorgonzola?
No.
Parmesan?
No.
Mozzarella? Pepper
no.
crema? Danish bimbo?
No.
Czech sheep's milk?
No.
Venezuelan beaver cheese?
Not today, sir, no.
Ah, how about cheddar?
Well, we don't get much call for it round here, sir.
Not much call. It's the single most popular cheese in the world.
Not round here, sir.
And what is the most popular cheese round here?
Ilchester, sir.
Is it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's staggeringly popular in this manner, sir.
Is it?
It's our number one bestseller, sir.
I see. Ilchester, eh?
Right, sir.
All right. Okay. Have you got any? He asked, expecting the answer no.
I'll have a look, sir.
Not much of a cheese shop, is it?
Finest in the district, sir.
Explain the logic underlying that conclusion, okay?
Well, it's so clean, sir.
It's certainly uncontaminated by cheese.
You haven't asked me about Limbo, has it?
Is it worth it? Have you... Shut that bloody bazooki up!
Told you, sir.
Have you got any Limburger?
No.
That figures. Predictable, really, I suppose. It was an act of purest optimism to oppose the question in the first place. Tell me...
Yes, sir?
Have you, in fact, got any cheese here at all?
Yes, sir.
Really?
No, not really, sir.
You haven't?
No, sir, not a scrap. I was deliberately wasting your time, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Righto, sir.
What a senseless waste of human life.
Must be jelly, cause you know jam don't shake. It must be jelly, cause you know jam don't shake. Yes, yes, she's got what it takes. It must be jelly, cause you know jam don't shake. It must be jelly, cause you know jam don't shake. Yes, yes, she's got what it takes. Let me tell you, Gate, what I overheard. Don't tell a soul, don't breathe a word. It's a very simple tale, all about a certain frail, how she rolled that jelly roll. She's got a shape like Venus, pretty as a rose. Where she comes from, goodness knows. She struts like a peacock, wiggles like a snake. Let me tell you, for goodness sake, it must be jelly, cause you know jam don't shake. Yeah. It must be jelly, cause you know jam don't shake. It must be jelly, cause you know jam don't shake. Yes, yes, she's got what it takes.
Tumble down, tumble down. Tumble down, tumble down. Tumble down, tumble down. Remember when La Cottage was the cutest in town? Shutters painted pink and the roof was brown. It's tumble down. Me, honey, it's gone to pot. Come back, baby, and the scene'll change. We're gonna rebuild our little home on a range that's tumble down, tumble down, tumble down, tumble down,
tumble down.
Across the creek, and when he told a tale, every minner in that creek got bigger than Jonas Whale. Wasn't he a biggin, boys? Wasn't he a biggin, boys? Wasn't he a biggin, boys? Before they cut him down. We used to sit with open mouths and listen to his yarns about the things when he was young, before us boys was born. Now wasn't he a biggin, boys? Wasn't he a biggin', boys? Wasn't he a biggin', boys? Before they cut him down. My granddad had an old buck sheep, I still can hear him say, one of the finest rams, sir, that ever fed on hay. The wool that grew up on his neck, it reached up to the sky. The eagles built their nests in it, cause I heard the little ones cry. Wasn't he a biggin, boys? Wasn't he a biggin, boys? Wasn't he a biggin, boys? Before they cut him down. The wool that grew on his old back, it reached down to the ground. And when they sheared him in the spring, it weighed 10,000 pounds. The butcher man that cut his throat was drowned in the blood. The little boy that held the pan was washed away in the flood. Wasn't he a biggin, boys? Wasn't he a biggin, boys? Wasn't he a biggin, boys? Before they cut him down.
Every night I listen to Red in bed. When my mommy thinks I'm fast asleep, she thinks I'm asleep. When she turns out the light and tippy-tiptoes out of sight, she doesn't know my teddy bear has a radio.
radio inside. Every night I listen to Red in bed. Gee, I wouldn't miss him for the world, the whole wide world. I hope that my daddy doesn't find what's in this teddy of mine, or I'll be Red in bed instead. He'll spank me hard, and I'll be Red in bed instead. Shh, here comes Daddy now. Good night, Red.
You liked that little boy, didn't you? Yes. Well, he's grown up now and married, and he still sings his little song. Listen. Every night I listens to Red in bed. When my old lady thinks I'm fast asleep. When she shoots out the light and slowly waddles out of sight, she doesn't know my Belfast jug has a shortwave job inside. Every night I listens to Red in bed. I wouldn't miss that cat for all the world, I said the world. I hope that my old witch don't find what's in that jug of mine, 'cause then I couldn't hear old Red in bed. 'Cause then I couldn't hear old Red. Here comes the old bat now. So long, cats.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station at SWMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that was a fine free association. Thank you all very much. Couldn't do it without you, or else it wouldn't be a free association. See how that works? That's how it works. But now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months, because we're looking back at a few things that I have been waiting to get some material for, and it's kind of come together tonight, so let us use this opportunity to catch up on things a little bit. And before we begin anything, let's look at the radio obituary stats, as we have been doing for the past few weeks, months, whatever it's been. But as of tonight's episode, by the time we are through, we will have completed 433 radio obituaries, we will have declined to take on 585, and we will have a mere 95 in the backlog. Look at us go. Look at us go. It is a little bit of a light week. It was a very, very busy weekend, and, well, the whole week was just ridiculous. You don't need to know about any of that. This is none of your never mind. But we're here, we're doing the show, we're doing the things, and starting the radio obituaries the way that I always do, by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Thank you. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Charlie Watts, the English musician who achieved international fame as the drummer of the Rolling Stones from 1963 until his passing this week. You've heard plenty about him this week. I'm not going to waste our precious time in recounting the exact same things that you have heard all week long since his passing. I will just remind you that Charlie Watts just passed away at 80, and he is the initial radio obituary, where we're going to not focus so much on the Stones. We're going to do one thing, and then we're going to look at other things that he did, just because it's my prerogative. But let us get started with the initial radio obituary for Charlie Watts right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I was the sun way up there. I go with my love everywhere. You know I'm still around.
you very much.
This is a little piece of time. Oh Lord, don't drop that atomic bomb on me.
Oh,
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the post-initial radio obituary is for Susumu Kagawa, the Japanese urologist. He co-authored 41 peer-reviewed articles. All can be found on the Web of Science and PubMed. He just passed away at 77. You might say to yourself, why are you doing this, Obit? Belinda, why are you doing this? I'm doing it because of what it allows me to play in the post-initial radio obituary for Susumu Kagawa right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Jesus. Jesus. Bobby?
Hey.
Bobby?
You okay?
No.
No?
I'm pissing.
Well, hooray for you.
I can't stop.
Well, just give yourself a chance. Jeez, you really are.
I can't stop.
Well, you can't go forever. You can only pee as much liquid as your bladder.
I can't stop.
It is extraordinary. I've never seen anybody go on this long. Not that I've seen many people, but you really are lasting a long time. And I haven't been here for all of it. How long before I walked in?
You didn't walk in. I called you, and I called you in because I can't stop.
Well, how long had you been?
Forget how long it's been. It's been long enough. It's been too long. It's not normal.
It's certainly not usual.
I'm scared, Bobby.
Don't be scared. Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt.
What does it feel like?
You know what it feels like.
Like normal.
But it's going on.
But nothing hurts.
Bobby, what am I going to do?
You're going to go until you stop. You'll stop.
When? When will I stop? I'm not stopping.
Well, what should I do? Tell me what to do.
Well, call the doctor, for God's sake.
And tell him what? What?
Tell him I can't stop. Jesus.
I can't tell him that, Edgar. I can't say, doctor, my friend can't stop. It would sound far-fetched.
It is far-fetched.
And what could he say? Even if he believed me, what could he say? Bring him into my office first thing in the morning?
I can't keep this up till morning.
Exactly. You better flush that toilet.
But even if I am, I can't go to the doctor's. I can't drive to the doctor's
while I... could get you a jar. I could drive.
He'll have to come here.
Come here and do what? Nothing hurts, nothing's broken. What could he do if he came here?
He could see it.
And do what? I mean, he can't exactly put a tourniquet on
it. I could be dying here. I mean, God, my life could be draining away before your very eyes. Oh, God.
What can I do? Tell me what to do. You want me to call the doctor? I'll call him. You want an ambulance? What do you want?
What's funny? What is funny?
I thought about the ambulance getting here and then putting you on the stretcher and carrying you downstairs when you were sick.
Get out of here! If you won't help, get out!
Eddie, I'm just trying to get your mind off it. It's probably just nerves.
This is not nerves.
And you're making it worse by your anxiety.
How could I be
making
it worse?
You're giving yourself an anxiety attack. You're losing control of your bladder. You've got to quiet down. Don't compound it. It's probably just
nerves. All right. I'll quiet down. I'm quieting down.
That's the answer.
I've quieted down. It is still going on. Oh, God, I'm going to die right here. I'm going to die standing up.
If you refuse to quiet down and act rationally, I'm going to leave.
Don't leave. Please, Bobby, don't leave. I'll quiet down. I'll be calm.
That's what you've got to do. Relax and it'll pass. I didn't mean that as a joke. I meant this will stop. Tomorrow we'll laugh at the whole experience.
Tomorrow?
Tonight, today, later today, we'll sit, have a beer, laugh at this whole thing.
All right. I'm being calm. I'm relaxing.
Good.
Well,
I don't want to alarm you, but now I am becoming concerned.
Oh, God.
It's just incredible for anybody to excrete this much liquid. It's bizarre.
Wait, it's stopping. I think it's stopping. But it is. It's stopping.
See? You relax.
It's almost stopped. It stopped.
See, I told you, if you just relax.
Oh, my God, it's starting again. It's starting again, Bobby!
Boy, this is something for the Guinness Book of Records.
Oh, it's stronger than ever.
You're making medical history. How long has it been? 10 minutes? It's a record. It's a first.
Oh, call the doctor now.
What's he going to do? What could he say? He'd think
I... Will you please call the doctor, please, now?
I don't know the number. I don't even know which doctor. Which doctor?
Schoenfeld, Arthur Schoenfeld.
I don't know his number. Where is he located?
It's in the book on the table.
Is that S-H or S-C-H?
S-C-H.
S-C-H. Okay, here we go. Schoenfeld, Norman. Hello? Yes. May I speak to Dr. Schoenfeld, please? Yes, it is an emergency.
Let me talk to him.
Flush. Yes. Yes, I will.
Flush, flush.
Hello, Dr. Schoenfeld? My name is Robert Sabosnick. I'm a friend of Edgar Laver. Yes, well, he's having a problem here, doctor. Well, it's his urinating. No, no, not trouble doing it. Trouble doing too much. Yes. He wants to know what's too much. He's urinating continually, doctor. Yes, continually, nonstop. I don't know. How long yet?
He cannot stop. I can't stop.
Maybe 5 straight minutes, nonstop. He says it's impossible.
It's possible. It's happening. Doctor, I'm dying.
Yes, he is. I'm trying to cool him down. At least 5 minutes. Maybe seven. No, it's not a joke. He can't stop urinating. Just
it's
goes
not
on.
It's not
on
a joke.
No. Nonstop. Incessant. Interminable. Yes, yes, really. Is there any blood? No blood. No, doctor. No, I'm serious. He actually
is. Give me that phone.
Hey, watch out.
Sorry.
Yes, doctor. No, sir, we wouldn't waste your time with... He hung up.
I told you to let me talk to him.
You can't blame him for not believing me. Nobody would believe it.
Dial him again. I'll talk to him.
He said you sound hysterical.
Dial him again, for Christ's sake!
You are hysterical. Flush, flush.
God, how long can this go on? How long? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
On and on and on. Terminal. Do you feel weak?
What am I going
to
do?
You know what I'd like to do, and I don't mean to be insensitive to the problem, but do you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to call the Daily News.
Bobby, for God's sake!
It's page 3. It is. Maybe page 1.
I don't want to be on page 1. I want it to
well,
stop.
Well, it's not stopping, is it? But it is news.
I swear, if you call the Daily News, I will piss all over you. I swear.
I said I'd like to call the Daily News. I didn't say I would. They'd send photographers.
Photographers.
Page 1. I'd never do it. I wouldn't violate your privacy.
Oh,
flush.
What am I going to do, Bobby?
I don't know, Eddie. I guess you just got to ride it out.
Ride it out.
Till it stops. What else can you do?
I don't know.
You feeling dizzy or anything?
No.
Why don't you sit down on the toilet?
I don't want to sit down. Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Is there anything I can get you?
What? Get me what?
I don't know. If you sit down, I can get you a magazine. Get your mind off
I'll get my mind off it.
Well, you want a sandwich or something?
A sandwich.
I can fix you a sandwich if you're hungry.
I'm not hungry.
Well, then we'll just wait it out. Together. I'll be right here with you.
All right.
I'm going to get myself a magazine. You sure you don't want anything?
No.
Maybe I'll fix myself a sandwich. You sure you
Nothing.
Don't... I don't need anything either. You want me to read you the news?
No.
We'll just wait it out together, okay?
Okay.
For as long as it takes, okay?
Okay.
Hey, we could sing songs.
What?
We could sing songs to get your mind off it. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles
oh,
of beer.
God,
one,
God,
hey,
oh, God.
You know Laura? Let's sing Laura.
Oh,
come on, Ed.
No.
Laura,
oh,
that's the face in the misty light. Come on, Eddie.
I don't want to.
Come on.
Laura, that's the face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. Laura, on a train that is passing through.
Just heard Nonstop by Shel Silverstein.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. The next radio obituary is for Clarence McDonald, the Los Angeles-based American pianist, composer, arranger, and producer, known for his musical diversity, enduring melodies, and signature groove. His most famous composition is Silly, as sung by Denise Williams in 1981. He worked with a long list of entertainment icons, including Ray Charles, Barbara Streisand, Ella Fitzgerald, Justin Timberlake, Aretha Franklin, James Taylor, Carole King, and many, many others. But he just passed away at 79-ish. It's the next radio obituary for Clarence McDonald right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Freedom for the stallion, freedom for the mare and a goat, freedom for the baby child who has not grown old enough to vote. Lord, have mercy, what you gonna do about the people who are praying to you? They got men making laws that destroy other men. They've made money godless, a doggone sin. Oh Lord, you got to help us find a way. Big ships are sailing, slaves all chained and bound, heading for a brand new land that some cat said he up and bound. Lord have mercy, what you gonna do about the people who are praying to you? Now when I look inside my mind, searching for the truth I find, hold on,
hold on,
you got to help us find a way. Sing a glad song, while others got to mourn, mourn the blues, trying to make the best of a home that the man didn't even choose. Lord have mercy, how you gonna be with the people like John and me? They got men building fences, keeping other men out. Ignore him if he whispers and kill him if he shouts. Hold on.
It's time for America's favorite daytime fun show, Let's Make a Dope Deal. Yeah, it's Let's Make a Dope Deal, where young pushers try to parlay their stash into that really big connection and jump up into dealerhood. And our first contestant today on Let's Make a Dope Deal is former head of the philosophy department at Harvard University. He is the holder of a PhD, an MA, a BA, and is a BMF besides. Would you please give a big warm welcome for Bob Bitchin? Come on, let's have a hammer, Bob Bitchin. Here he is, all the way from Harvard, Bob Bitchin. Well, it's really great to have you on the show tonight, Bob. How you doing?
Bitchin'.
Bitchin'. Well, isn't that far out and solid and right on, Bob? Tell us, Bob, here's the question I ask of all our contestants. What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips they took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played Black Sabbath at 78 speed, man.
And then what happened?
I saw God.
You I've saw God. That, well, that sounds like true enlightenment to me,
yeah,
Bob. Tell us, Bob,
fun.
What have you been doing with all those degrees? I noticed you had a PhD, an MA, and a BA. What have you been doing with all that knowledge?
Making candles, man.
Making candles. Well, that sounds creative, Bob. What kind of candles are they?
Oh, they're really neat table candles, you know.
Table candles?
Yeah, you pour wax on a table.
Uh-huh.
And you set it on fire, man.
Well, that sounds like a hot item, Bob. Okay, you ready to play our game?
Yeah, man.
Okay, here we go. Now, you know the rules. You get fronted with a stash of 50 keys, and you can wager part of them or just some of them on any one of our tests.
50 keys?
50 keys.
Can I quit now?
No, not yet, Bob. You have to play our game. Okay, Bob, how many want to wager on the first test?
All of them.
All of them. He's going to shoot the works, or mainline, as we call it here on Let's Make a Dope Deal. Okay, Bob, for 50 keys, what is your name? You have 60 seconds.
Hey, I know that one, man.
Starts with a B.
Father, what is it, man?
Listen, I knew it when I came in here, man.
M's with a B.
No, don't tell me. Happy birthday.
10 seconds, Bob.
Bob!
Bob! Bob! Bob! Bob! And you win 50 keys for the... the tension's mounting here. Let's make a dope.
Yeah, how you get
oh, boy, Bob. Now you have 100 keys. Almost did. Okay, here we go. For the second plateau. How many keys do you want to wager this time?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works again. Huh? What balls he has. Okay, here we go, Bob. For another 100 keys. How many joints are in a lid? 30 seconds.
Oh, I know that one.
Two.
Okay.
Two? Yeah, I rolled big joints.
Our judges say that's okay. They rolled big joints too, and you win another 100 keys. Boy, the pressure's building. Here we go, Bob. Okay. Okay, now we're going for the big and final test. Okay, in front of you, you see three doors marked door number one, door number two, and door number three. Behind one of those doors, Bob, is 50 pounds of Lebanese blonde hash. Makes your eyes red just thinking about them, huh? Okay, Bob, I'm going to make you do it. I'll give you $50 and 50 reds for your keys right now.
Oh, take the reds.
No, I'll give you $1,000 and 50 reds.
I want the hash.
He wants the hash. Okay, Bob, here we go. Now I must remind you that behind the other two doors are narcs. Okay, Bob, here we go. What'll it be? Will it be door number one, door number two, or...
Or what?
Narcs. There's two narcs behind the other.
I'll take the bread, man.
I'm sorry, Bob. It's too late. You have to choose. What'll it be? One, two, or three?
Number three.
Four. No, Bob. There's only three. I know. You're nervous. Okay. One, two, or three?
Two, one.
Two, one.
No,
what?
Number three, man. Number three.
One, two.
Three, two, one. Let go.
One.
Black light, no tap backs. Okay. You chose door number one. Let's see who's behind that door. It's Officer O'Malley, the FBI. You're busted. Join us next week when we play Let's Make a Dope Deal.
What happened?
You are still in tune with